Chapter 2.
Major Glidder?
Jessop hesitated as he said the strange name.
It is difficult to say.
Yes, said the visitor.
Now I live in America, I think I will change my name.
Have you just arrived from America?
Yes, I arrived a week ago.
Jessop looked at his visitor. He saw a tall man who stood very straight and stiff, aged about 30. His fair hair was cut very short, and he spoke slowly and carefully. He seemed to be in complete control of himself and wasn't at all nervous.
How can I help you? Jessop asked.
I came to ask if you had any news about Thomas Betterton. He is a relative of mine by marriage.
I'm sorry, but I have no definite news, said Jessop pleasantly.
I am told, Major Glidder, that you are the nephew of the late Dr. Mannheim.
Ah, so you know that already.
Yes, my mother was Dr. Mannheim's only sister. I am from Poland, but my parents died when I was young, and I went to live in Germany with my uncle and his daughter, Elsa. She was like a sister to me. Then came World War II, and my uncle and Elsa escaped to America while I stayed to fight in the Polish resistance against the Germans. After the war, I finally get to America, but alas, he spread out his hands. My uncle, he is dead. My cousin, too. And her husband has come to England and has married again. So once more I have no family. When I hear about the disappearance of the well-known scientist Thomas Betterton, I come over to see what can be done.
He paused and looked at Jessop.
Do you know why he disappeared?
Jessop's face had no expression.
We do not, he replied.
But you suspect.
It is possible, said Jessop carefully, that his disappearance is connected to that of other scientists.
Did all these scientists disappear willingly?
It is difficult to say, said Jessop.
Forgive me for asking, Major Glidder, but Thomas Betterton is related to you only by marriage. You don't know him. Why are you so interested?
That is true. But in Poland, the family is very important.
He stood up and bowed.
I thank you for your time.
I'm sorry I cannot help you, said Jessop. But if I do have any news, where can I contact you?
The American Embassy will know how to find me.
I thank you.
Again, Major Glidder bowed and then left the room.
Back at his desk, Jessop picked up the phone.
Ask Colonel Wharton to come to my office.
When Wharton entered the room, Jessop said,
Something is happening at last. Mrs. Betterton wants to go abroad.
Is she going to meet her husband?
I hope so, said Jessop.
She showed me a letter from her doctor, advising a rest and a change of scene. Of course, it may even be true.
Do you really think so?
No, I don't, but she's very good at pretending, very convincing.
Did you find out anything else?
Asked Wharton.
Just that Betterton didn't tell his wife that he met Carol Speeder for lunch, said Jessop. She might be the contact.
And she had a letter from Major Glidder, a cousin of Betterton's first wife. He's just been here himself.
We'll keep a close eye on him.
Where is Mrs. Betterton going?
Spain or Morocco, she said.
They are the only two countries where Betterton hasn't been seen, said Wharton.
All right, we'll watch her very carefully. We'll use Janet, I think. Let's hope we get results this time.
Jessup leaned back in his chair.
It's a long time since I had a holiday, he said. I might even take a trip abroad myself.